radio station it is, WMFO Medford.
This next one we think fits Kay's style just perfectly. It's called Greenback Dollar Bill.
As I was walking down the street last night, neat looking cat came into sight. He bowed and smiled and asked my name. I said, hold it, bud, I don't play that game. He reached in his pockets and to my big surprise, there was Lincoln staring me dead in the eye. Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll. He looked at me with that familiar desire. His eyes lit up like they were on fire. I said, my name's Kay and you're on the right track. But look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands. Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll. He didn't know what he was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. He didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight, 'cause he knew he was in for some fun last night. So whenever you're in town and you're looking for a thrill, if Lincoln won't get it, Daddy, Jackson will. Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll. I took him to a night spot where the lights were down low. We dined and danced and he was ready to go. I got out of my seat, and as he arose, I said, hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose. He sat back down with a smiling face, while I went down to that powder place
with his greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
Well, I had his money, and I know the score. I took a powder out the back door, but there in the alley, back of the place, stood this guy with a smiling face. He said, come on, baby, I've paid the price. Now how about sampling the merchandise? Well, that's my story, and you better believe you gotta give if you wanna receive.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with
small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, believe in me. It's all small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, you tell a lot of lies. Some people crazy and never realize that they're thinking.
finally, a poem called A Brown Paper Carrier Bag.
In the time.
And the bomb explodes. A spider's web woven across the plate glass window trembles, snaps, and sends a shimmering haze of lethal stars across the crowded pavement.
In the time it takes.
And the bomb explodes. Jigsaw pieces of shrapnel glide gently towards children tucking in to the warm flesh.
In the time it takes to put down.
Enough limbs to build a Calvary, a cross from splintered bones. For England's devious apathy, Ireland now atones.
In the time it takes to put down.
A brown paper carrier bag.
Honey, I was just thinking, did you turn off the light in the garage?
I shut off the heat, I put out the cat, I did everything like you said. I'm dead on my feet, too tired to chat, so please let's go to bed.
Honey,
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
The Joneses may go to Miami.
They won't, he's too cheap.
She's the one I resent.
I know.
I'd just die if they went.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Oh, sweetie.
I need all my rest.
Please listen.
I'm doing my best.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
Hubby, dear, you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But dear.
Go to sleep.
They've got a sale on fur in town now.
Uh-oh.
Don't frown now.
Well, tell me more.
Well, they give you 18 months to pay, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Ah, Poochie.
I give up, you win.
I love you.
And how have you been?
I'm glad that it's you that I'm married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You're so hateful like this.
I know.
All I want is my kiss.
I know.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. Honey, you asleep?
Oh, I was till you woke me up.
Honey,
I'm tired of sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Oh, honey.
Go to sleep.
Sweetie,
I've had quite a day.
I'm thinking,
now isn't that gay?
12 weeks and I get my vacation.
Remind me in May.
We could go up to Maine.
Uh-huh.
But they do get some rain there.
Go to sleep.
But my dear,
go to sleep.
I can't.
Drink some milk.
I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty.
Oh.
Say, she's mighty pretty.
How could you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner.
Well, not George.
And you know what? George is a lot thinner these days.
Ain't that swell?
Sweetheart.
This is too much to take.
I love you.
Then give me a break.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Okay, I'm awake.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right. It can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
All right.
Go to sleep.
All right. Go to sleep.
This is a whale, 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 whale of a tale, tale, tale. I'm a telling you. If you are wise, 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 you will surmise, mise, mise. It's not hullabaloo. If I'm a sap, 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 having a nap, 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 crazy as a loon. Tell what I can of this green man, 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 from t'other side of the moon. Oh, he was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh. With pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes, the likes of him you won't be meeting with soon, oh. He's a lot greener than a doctor's pill, and brother, it ain't chlorophyll, but just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green. You'd love this little vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, I heard a rap, 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 and then a tap, tap, tap coming from my window. What I saw there, there, there made my poor hair, hair, hair stand right up on end. For what appeared, peered, peered was just so weird, weird, weird. I felt like I ought to swoon. Into my home, home, home came this green gnome, gnome, gnome from t'other side of the moon. He was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. With pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes, the likes of him you won't be meeting with soon. He's a lot greener than a doctor's pill, and brother, it ain't chlorophyll, but just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green, you'd love this little vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. From a Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, ho, ho.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're just about ready to move into the radio obituaries. Of course, we want to thank everybody for helping out during the free association portion of the program tonight. You're all very helpful over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I know there's tons more work and silliness for you to engage in this evening. Thank you very much for doing that. While I'm thinking about it, I really should remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for James Cotton, world-renowned blues harmonica master, whom the Rolling Stone called one of the greats of all time, burning with brilliant virtuosity. Aw, burning. James Cotton just passed away at, oh, what is it? Hmm. 81. Sorry, had to do a little math there. It's the initial radio obituary for James Cotton right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
knocking dead.
Thank you.
until I caught one in my bed. Been digging my potatoes, trapping on my vine. Man, I got a special plan, resting on my mind. I got my 40 clover all peeled and dry. I got a black cat bone. I got to hang that out. I've been digging my potatoes, trapping on my vine.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Mentor Williams, the American songwriter and producer, brother of Paul Williams. He received an ASCAP award for 30 years of songwriting and won 17 various writing awards. He got his Grammy for working on the post-production and remix engineering of the Muppet movie soundtrack. You've got to love somebody who does that. And best known for one song, which we're going to hear in this radio obituary, Mentor Williams just passed away at 70. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Feeling the strain, oh, and it a doggone shame. Come on and give me the beat, y'all, and free my soul. I need to get lost in some rock and roll and trip away. Oh, give me the music, free my soul. I wanna get lost in some rock and roll and drift away. I wanna get away. I'm beginning to think that I'm wasting time. 'Cause I don't understand, no, no, the thing I do. The world outside said it's looking unkind. And I need you, I'm counting on you to roll.
you've given me. I want you to know that I believe in your song, the rhythm and the rhyming and the harmony. You helped me along, yes you have.
The next radio obituary is for Gordon Kaye, the English actor and singer best known for his role in the British comedy series Allo 'Allo. Let's see, what else did he do? He did a lot of stuff, but most of it would be around other theatre works in the UK, but he also worked in hospital radio in Huddersfield, where he was able to interview the Beatles in 1965. That was around the time that he was also employed in the textile mills. He did have a small part in Terry Gilliam's film Brazil as the desk clerk, MOI lobby porter. And he was also in the 77 film Jabberwocky as Sister Jessica. So there. Gordon Kaye just passed away at 75. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, if you'll just cock your beret at a jaunty angle, brandish your baguette as befits a boulevardier, we bring you a whiff of La Belle France, a song once banned for sheer sauciness by Le BBC, but bravely revived here by our two heroes from Allo 'Allo, René et Yvette with Je t'aime moi non plus. Of course you do, I know.
get to heaven.
Am I not worth it?
Yes, of course. As long as it is on the never, never.
Oh, I want us to be together always, always.
Oh. You know, Yvette, I never realized you were so proficient on the keyboard.
Oh, thank you, René.
The cleanup radio obituary. I think, yes, that's where we're at now. The cleanup radio obituary is for Rod Mason, the British musician of the trad jazz variety. He played trumpet, cornet, also a vocalist, played with the Monty Sunshine Band, Acker Bilk, of course, and went on to found the Hot Five Band. Rod Mason just passed away at 76. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you very much. Here's a number featuring Lord Charles.
Oh, it's time. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for Don Warden, the American country musician and manager, best known for his years on the Porter Wagoner Show and as the manager of both Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Also a member of the Grand Ole Opry and a longtime stint with the Louisiana Hayride. Don Warden just passed away at 87. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know
it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied a pauper at times compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones, I'll leave them. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Chuck Barris. We know him for so many things. American game show creator, producer, and host, best known for hosting The Gong Show, creating The Dating Game, and The Newlywed Game. He was a songwriter who wrote the hit Palisades Park for Freddie Cannon, and the author of the autobiography Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which was also made into the film directed by George Clooney. Chuck Barris just passed away at 87, and no, I still have not been able to get my hands on the single by Chuck Barris and The Gong Show. Is it orchestra or symphony? Symphony. The Gong Show Symphony. Featuring, of course, the track Theme from Gene Gene, Jumping at the Woodside. I don't know if I'm ever going to find it. I just don't know if I'm ever going to find it. I'm working on it. Going to keep working on it. It's the third obit that we've needed it for, and we haven't found it yet. The day will come. The day will come. So we're going to start off with one that we want to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He was kind enough to get this one in our hands. Quite a few tunes off of this particular album that would have satisfied the going to be played in a radio obituary because it's one of those songs. But this is probably the one. This one has a portion of the tune, of a tune that we haven't played in way too long. We haven't had a good experience of this one in a while. Not saying that this necessarily is one, but hey, it's here. I'm going to stop talking now and begin the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Chuck Barris right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
See Mr. Jones when he rattles those bones. Old Colonel Brown fooling around like a clown. Miss Virginia, who is past 83, shouting, I am full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. Old one-legged Joe dancing around on his toe. Threw away his crutch and hollered, let her go. I'm saying, hell, hell, the gang's all here for an Alabama Jubilee. I'm the Sheik of Africa. a beat
with no pants on.
Your love belongs to me
with no pants on.
At night when you're asleep
with no pants on.
Into your tent I'll creep
with no pants on.
The stars that shine above
with no pants on
will light our way to love
with no pants on.
You'll rule this land with me
with no pants on.
I'm the sheik of Araby. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the other is rain. Third is the roses that bloom in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Hey, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the other is rain. Third is the roses that bloom in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlook, I overlook, I overlook before.
We'll be right back.
last night was my last night with you. Last night, the lips that I adore kissed me as they've done before. Your kiss was as warm, but yet that's when I knew that last night was my last night with you. Your eyes, dear, have always closed before a tender kiss, showing me that your love was true.
Put us at the antepenultimate radio obituary for Stan Borson, the king of Scandinavian humor. He was an American comedian and singer from Everett, Washington. He was a local TV star in the Seattle area in the early days of television, hosting King's Clubhouse on King TV. Stan Borson just passed away at 91. Hey, but he did put out a 45. So we got to play that for the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. ¶¶
Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, never let it get away. Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, save it for a rainy day. For you may get into a recession and lose your job. But if you've got some pickled herring handy, you'll find that things will turn out dandy. Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, no matter what your friends may say. Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, watch the neighbors move away. Some people think that Limburger cheese is really a fright, but they tell you smell pickle herring on a hot and sultry summer night. Jiminy, what a fright.
Holy mackerel.
We just threw that in for the halibut.
Yeah.
Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, though it takes your breath away. Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, serve it on the silver tray. And then you know, whenever you get hungry, here's what you do. Get the pickle herring if you're able. Eat it fast before it rots the table. Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, never let it get away. Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, save it for a rainy day. Never let it get away. Save it for a rainy day.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank as we begin the penultimate radio obituary for Peter Skellern, the English singer-songwriter and pianist. His use of brass bands and choirs in his music to create nostalgic and romantic feel became his trademark. He was also ordained as a priest in the Church of England. Who knew? Peter Skellern just passed away at 69. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.